right across Newcastle.
Let's hear it.
This is Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
The Novo.
The Novo.
Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
The Novo.
The Novos.
The Novos.
New FM. 3, 2, 1.
Hey guys, welcome to Thursday, which means
it's Friday Eve.
There it is.
And then we go on holidays tomorrow.
I
know that breaks a lot of people's hearts.
Yeah,
but
mine
we'll be back
especially.
In 2 weeks' time.
It's always an interesting time when we don't see one another for a period of time. You know, it's weird when you come back from holidays. You almost need to reacquaint yourself.
Pick up the phone. Dial in, say g'day.
Well, Crevo's got the strict rule of just leave me alone for 2 weeks and don't contact me.
And we'll save all the stories for the show. Like, there's a week of content sorted. Like, you know, don't waste them by telling me in real time.
It's
been
true.
Polite, don't call me.
Now,
don't
Jade, I'm very excited for you because you've been doing your, cosmetic renovation of your kitchen.
Yes, that's how I like to call it.
How's it going so far?
Yeah, not too bad. I came home yesterday and Benny did a great job at doing underneath the kitchen sink, which is good. And we finally got a range hood. So now we've got a range hood and we know the measurements for part of the wall. Now we can start tiling again.
How much did you drop on the range hood? How much does it, like, a range hood cost?
Not too much, because I went to the Harvey Norman Clearance Centre and I got it from there. And
loves the deal.
Very handy. Tom served us and he was great.
Tom.
And shout out to them. They're probably not up right now, but if they are, big thanks, because they do listen to New FM in store.
Oh, do they?
They do.
Did you make the knowing who you were?
No, I didn't actually.
Oh, there's a
they
first.
Already knew.
No, nothing
We've
came
been
up.
Expecting you, Jade.
Honestly, it was all range hood chat.
Is Jerry Harvey waiting for you?
Hey, welcome, Jade, welcome.
If it was Jerry Harvey serving me, I'd be like, come on, mate, what else can you throw in for me? No, it was really good.
Oh, good. Hey, going to check in with the latest with Hamish. Everything COVID-19 next. Right now, though, One Republic, Counting Stars, kicking off your Thursday. Good morning, Newcastle.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos. The latest with Hamish.
And Hamish is here to tell us everything re-COVID-19 developments over the last 24 hours.
Yes, I am here in my hermetically sealed booth.
Excellent,
yes,
excellent. We're adding more silicon as we speak.
Observing strict social distancing.
Yeah.
You actually have the safest space in this building.
Absolutely,
Hamish,
I do.
In that room.
You have it no other way.
Yeah, no, that's right. Insisted on that. Part of the contract. Rightio, let's get stuck into this. So starting, of course, as always, with local figures, there's been a revision to the local Hunter New England Health District figures of coronavirus infections, 278 cases. It stood at 280 earlier this week. You may recall as well, too. Previously, they reduced it by another two because they tested negative. They didn't actually have it in the first place. So that's interesting. They're not going into more detail about that, but so far, 208 people have recovered. The Hunter Medical Research Institute set to participate in a new trial to find a treatment for the coronavirus. It'll involve patients at the John Hunter and Calvary Mater. It'll combine established HIV medication, a malarial drug, or a combination of both, and that's going to take place locally. So that's very good.
That's really good.
It is good. It is good. I mean, you know, you do hear about all of these tests that are taking place across the world. A bit of a step back, though. Donald Trump has been touting this anti-malarial drug, hydroxychloroquine. Now, this has run into some problems. It actually not only doesn't help cure or rather treat coronavirus, it actually makes people, I think, twice as likely to die from it. And this drug has been, that the president has really stuck his colours to, is actually particularly lethal. And Clive Palmer as well, too, has been trying to spend millions of dollars in getting it here. So, look, it's all a matter of trial and error, and that's what these trials are for, to find out exactly what can actually help.
This is why the non-medical professionals shouldn't be talking about medications.
That's
the
Facebook
true.
Cops and
small
dollars.
Detail, you know.
Yeah, listen to the scientists. It often helps.
Yeah, exactly.
The Prime Minister is now pushing for an international support to create a fast response body with powers equivalent to weapons inspectors to be able to go into countries to prevent another pandemic, or at least to find out what is going on the ground now. The WHO has been heavily criticised for the amount of time it took to declare this a pandemic. China's been accused of holding back figures. So the PM has been calling around US President Donald Trump and Angela Merkel and other European leaders to get support for this idea. And it's actually something that Barack Obama floated 5 years ago.
Oh, really?
It's a great idea.
Yeah, yeah. So it's hopefully he'll get some traction on that. Now, finally, we've spoken about this before, but global lockdowns have seen a remarkable reduction in deadly air pollution around the world. We're getting a better idea of the extent of that. Some of the world's most polluted cities have seen a 60% reduction of deadly particulate matter from pollution because of the lockdowns.
That's incredible.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you've got to look for the silver linings and all of this, and that's a pretty big one. I mean, I referred to it before saying that in China, actually, where some of the, at the outset, when they began their lockdowns, it actually turned out that the amount of reduction of air pollution would have saved tens of times more people's lives than, it would have saved a lot more lives, basically, because of that. Than would have died from coronavirus.
There's an eye-opener.
Yeah, jeez. It is.
Doesn't that make you think about the way we use fossil fuels?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Make you think, this solar might be a good idea.
Look, the world is going to look very different after all of this.
Yeah.
How it will...
We can see the skyline.
Well, apparently in Germany, where they do have a lot of solar, the amount of electricity they've been able to get has been boosted even further because the skies are so clear.
Yes. Really?
Yes.
Wow.
So the solar cells are more efficient, basically.
So up to a quarter of their electricity has been gained from solar. A quarter.
That's massive.
That's insane. Mm.
That's actually really eye-opening.
It really is. Well, thank you, Hamish.
No worries,
guys.
Thank
you for that. Love some Thursday education. Now, though, we're going to play What's in Jade's Box on off a beautiful bottle of Hunter Valley Red, 131009. She's popping it in there right now.
I am. All right, here
we
go.
Give it a shake.
There we go. What's in my box this morning? 131009.
All right, first clue is you've got to hold it, push, and twist.
Okay, the lines are open. Playing next in your FM. Good morning.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos.
UFM.
The Novos. What's in Jade's box?
I've popped something in my box this morning on 131009. If you want to score yourself a bottle of Hunter Valley wine, Crevo, you've got a couple clues for us.
That's right. First clue was you've got to hold, twist, and push.
I was offering Maddie to shake my box.
Shake the box, Jade.
All right.
Shake your own box.
You don't want to shake it?
I want it to work for you.
Maddie doesn't even want to touch your box.
Yeah. know it. All right, taking your calls. Crevo was another clue, shall we? No, okay.
No, not yet. Can't be too generous.
Hey, Derek, how are you?
Very good, and yourself?
Doing well. Derek, what's on for your day, mate? Off to work?
Just on my way to work.
Oh, nice one. All right, well, we have this beautiful bottle of red here. What do you think is inside Jade's box?
A corkscrew.
A corkscrew is incorrect.
Sorry.
Unlucky.
Thank you, Derek.
All right, let's go to Matt. How you doing?
Yeah, freezing.
Freezing?
First day back to work after being let out of isolation for 4 weeks.
Wow. 4 weeks?
How come you had to have the double-double?
Okay, so my partner ended up getting it. She tested positive. And because I was always in close proximity, I had to do the 2 weeks as well.
Oh, jeez.
When she got her first test, I went and got mine as well. And hers came back on the Tuesday, positive. And mine came back on the Wednesday, negative.
Wow.
And then you've caught it somewhere along the line, then had to wait 2 weeks.
Wait. So after the Wednesday, I thought maybe it was just too soon for it to actually come over and get to me.
Yeah.
I went back Thursday, got another test because I was told by the population health and everything. I was drinking out of water bottles that she was drinking out of and everything. So I went and got it. Got a call back on Sunday saying, no, you're still negative.
Wow.
Like, you're kidding.
You're lucky.
So after my partner's 2 weeks was done, because she's a health
worker. This story's gone pretty long.
Okay, long story short, after she ended up getting her first negative, I had to go get one.
Mm.
And after everything changed, because I was in a close proximity, after she got her first negative, I had to do my 2 weeks again.
Oh, mate, just, you know what?
Do we just give him the one? That, I'll give you one more clue, all right? The tip then has to touch another metal thing.
Oh, okay, righto. So I was going to say a safety cap on a pill, like the pill box with the safety lid, but obviously...
Sorry about that.
Unlucky man.
Not it. It was a screwdriver, guys.
Glad you're feeling better.
Yeah, get well, man. Coming up next, though, on 131009, interesting one. A man was found to have a rusty knife, Jade, stuck in his head for over 20 years.
Oh,
that is horrible. That sounds terrible.
And isn't that... I don't know what it is about these stories where people have these, you know,
they get
quite
obvious objects in their heads, and knives, bullets. It's quite bizarre.
Yeah, it's like, what, do you not have a headache? Like, that's what I always think.
Well, 131009, we thought we'd pull this old chestnut out again. What got stuck inside of you?
Right across Newcastle.
Let's hear it.
This is Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
The Novo.
The Novo.
Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
The Novo.
The Novos.
The Novos. The Novos.
Three, two, one.
Go! 131009, we want to know what got stuck inside you. A man had a knife blade, rusty, stuck in his head for over 20 years. I don't know how that happened, but I swear, it's weird.
It's crazy. I mean, as you said, Jade, wouldn't he have a headache?
Yeah. Well, rusty too? You think you get poisoning from that?
Of some sort, I guess.
Some people are just, you know,
constantly
strong,
ill.
Strong. Very, very strong indeed.
I had pebbles stuck in my knee for many years, actually.
Ooh,
from a bike ride when
so
I was a kid.
It healed over the pebbles.
Yeah, I used to be able to feel them in.
Did they pop out like some sort of disgusting Dr. Pimple Popper episode?
No. So my doctor had to like make a little incision. And they just came out.
Ooh. How many were in there?
It sort of creeps me out.
Three. My really tiny little pebbles.
Was it like that movie moment where they dropped them into the little like metal metal tray?
Like a gumball?
Yeah. I was thinking more like a bullet, you know, when they pull out.
No, it wasn't. Boop. Well, it used to give me so many problems.
Really?
My knees used to be awful because of that silly bike accident.
So that fake excuse to get you out of PE was actually true
high
school.
It was true. I mean, I did ham it up.
Oh, it's terrible. It's
Who
terrible.
Needs PE?
Slightly
All right, taking your calls next, 131009. What got stuck inside you? Doing it after Cyndi Lauper. Oh, Jade, this song reminds me of you, actually.
I've been told that sometimes when I get dolled up that I look like Cyndi Lauper and that I should do a tribute show. I wasn't sure
really?
If it was a compliment or not.
Mm. I'll take it. Take a compliment.
Yeah, our girls just want to have fun. It's 6:35. Good morning.
Go.
Lewis Capaldi, before I go, this is 105.3 New FM with the Novos. Jade, Maddie and Crevo for your Thursday, 6:42. Got a great story for you guys now. Going over to China, a man has had a 4-inch rusty blade removed from his head after 26 years.
Ugh, how big was the gash?
Well, I don't... Well...
I don't know. You have to ask his wife.
So he was starting to lose his vision. He's getting chronic headaches. Now, thanks to a team of doctors, he's finally able to enjoy a pain-free life. I'm going to show you the x-ray here, guys. Have a look at
that. Oh, my God!
It's, like, straight through. He's like a regional Chinese farmer. So, you know, Christ knows how it got in there. But,
I slipped and fell.
26 years is massive.
Ugh.
It looks like he's in his old age as well.
Yeah, he's 76. And just having a look at him as well, he looks cooked. Check it. He looks like he's gotten into the wacky tobacco or something.
I think he's had a few.
He must have just forgotten that it happened, or he just didn't believe in going to the doctors.
Surely couldn't forget about something like that. I just
amnesia.
That astonishes me to think about that because, like, even if I cut myself or something, I remember about it.
Yeah, but if you're 76... Oh, well, 20 years prior. So
yeah, he would have been 50.
He would have had all his wickets.
Back in 2012, he was experiencing the peak of his headaches. So they did a CT scan, initially did discover it, but they said...
Oh, do you want to be careful? Oh, CT scan would have been right.
So they did say to him that if we remove the blade from your brain, that it could kill him.
So it's one of those,
you know, leave it in there, probably better.
What would you guys do? Would you risk it? Would you leave it in?
Well, if they said it's all right, yeah, it'd be fine.
Well, then I'd leave it in.
I'd be too scared. I think I'd leave it in too.
I'd leave it in.
Put up with the headaches.
Because a lot of, like, gunshot victims in America, they just leave the bullet in. Because it's too risky to take it out.
Especially if it's, like, you know, lodged between nerves or, like, artery, it's much easier to leave it in.
In fact, I think it's more common to be left in. So, you know, in the movie, they always, like, take it out.
Yeah.
That's actually rare. Well, they usually leave it.
People are saying, oh, you know, he's really old, it doesn't matter. But the Chinese, right, they generally live a lot longer than the rest of us. I mean, sometimes...
I think they do.
The Chinese always get into triple figures.
Huh.
So, I mean, 76, he's still a spring chicken. He's got some time left up his sleeve.
I think they've got really good diets.
That's probably... Might be it.
Rice and vegetables. And
honestly, it's their diet.
Mm. And do you know what? A stress-free life.
I totally disagree and doubt it.
Yeah, I don't.
In fact, I'm doubting a lot of the facts in this.
Crevo.
Yeah.
Right. So you're this guy, right?
Yeah.
You're 76. Yeah. You've got your little garden out the back.
Well, you say garden, it's actually the farm you've had to break your back on your whole life to make a dollar.
Yeah. like probably working 16-hour days.
His whole life in the farm, all manual labour.
Yeah. No machinery like here in Australia.
His missus got really cross about the whole situation and stabbed a knife in his head.
You're not working hard enough. I wanted a diamond for my anniversary.
Stress-free life.
I see your point. Coming up next, guys, Bunnings Crevo.
Yeah.
There's a big push for them to enter into a new industry.
That's right. So, of course, Virgin Australia, you know, they're on the ropes at the moment. They're in a little of
pickle?
The old financial trouble, if you will. And Bunnings, they're making heaps of money. Everyone wants to buy a flower pot at the moment. So people are suggesting they should get on board and take over Virgin.
Have you seen the pictures of the plane wrapped in the Bunnings colours?
I think they look good.
Bunnings Warehouse. Bunnings Airlines.
So basically we're saying...
Keep airfares every day.
Yes. That they could possibly do it.
We'll be the closest competitor by 10%. And buy a ticket and we'll give you a DIY workshop while you're on the plane.
Oh, God. All right. We're going to unpack this one next. New FM. Good morning. Lifehouse. Halfway gone. Live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM. And Crevo. Bunnings. We love them.
Yeah.
What are they up to?
Well, there's talk, of course, that like the head company of Bunnings is looking to maybe buy Virgin Australia because they're in a lot of financial trouble at the moment.
I think this is a great idea.
Bunnings Airlines.
I love Bunnings.
You can imagine like the aeroplanes. They've done like some mock-ups of how they'd be wrapped in the Bunnings logo and stuff. Looks quite funny, right?
They look awful.
So I thought what we could do is just imagine how the airline would change if, in fact, it switched over to Bunnings Airways, right? So the first thing that would happen would be they'd get rid of all the TV screens that tell you what time all the departures are, and they'd switch it over to those chalkboards where they write everything in capital letters for some weird reason, right? And be like, your departure, you know, to Singapore is happening at 6 p.m. !
You know what though, you say that and I know you're making a joke, but that would be very helpful because I don't know why when you go to an airport people just forget their brain. That's because I worked in the industry. People can never read the departure boards.
It's
a thing.
In chalkboard, it might be better. Then, of course, there'd be the 5% discount for tradies with a separate entrance at the back for anyone wearing high vis. Very convenient. The duty-free shopping, you know, the one where they bring the little cart down the middle?
Yeah.
It'd be exclusively things like budget rolls of gaffer tape and six packs of car washing sponges. Who needs six car washing sponges? You're never going to use them.
That's true.
And then I think if we were moved into the departure lounge, they'd strip things back. So gone would be the carpet and phone chargers, and they'd roll in instead. You know those, like, park benches that are made of recycled plastic?
Yeah.
It'd be them. It'd be bare concrete. And also they'd remove all the ceiling panels for some weird reason. So you can see all the wiring.
Or you know what else they could do? You know when you go there and they sell all the outdoor furniture?
Yeah.
They just move all that in and you can buy it at the shop.
Right. Why have I bought a tiki lounge? I never wanted this.
I would feel so sorry for the airline staff because, you know, when you work for an airline, you're impeccably dressed, right, Jade?
Yeah. Yes, you are, yeah.
Beautifuls, like they some sort of pantsuit.
Yeah,
usually.
Yeah. The Bunnings airline staff, I feel like they'd make them wear the warehouse uniform, you know, the three-quarter cargo pants, the red shirt, the apron and the straw hat.
To be honest with you, having been air hostess, it's a definitely more comfortable-looking uniform. I think it would be a great idea.
You'd be embarrassed, Jay, walking in with your colleagues from Emirates.
They're looking beautiful.
Five-star outfits, and there you are in your Bunnings straw
hat.
No,
it'd be nice.
You couldn't do that.
Yes, $10
cargo shorts.
It'd be so much more relaxing. If you're on the tarmac and, you know, you're instructing passengers where to go, you've got a big straw hat so you're not getting burnt. You know how many times I got sunburned?
Sounds good to you, you reckon?
I think so.
Can you imagine their paging calls? It'll be like, attention, passengers.
And imagine the smell of just the Bunnings snags just wafting through the departure lounges and
paging Jade Leader.
They're running a little barbecue there.
Yes.
Like, that doesn't seem safe.
Your sausage is going cold.
Also, big invest, good idea for them where they'll get even more passengers. Because they're a hardware store, people who are scared of flying will probably fly with them because they'll know the planes are maintenance probably.
Yeah, well, it could be fixed easily. I do worry, though, that they wouldn't air condition the planes because, you know, they never air condition the Bunnings stores. They just have big ceiling fans.
Yeah, that does suck.
Which would seem unsafe, I think. Mm. Like a really tall person, they're going to hit their head
sure. more blades in the sky.
Let's talk about the reality here. It's never going to happen.
Oh, I don't know.
Never going to happen.
Wesfarmers is a big company with a lot of money.
Not like you say, anyway.
Yeah, no, true.
Well,
no,
I hope so.
No six packs of sponges in there.
Bunnings Warehouse! Bunnings Airlines!
Hey, guys, you know what? A lot of passengers on board flights actually listen to audiobooks on flights. And yesterday, Crevo, you gave us your rendition of becoming an antiques audiobook reader.
Yeah, that's right. I thought, look, maybe around the team we could all make a bit of cash. It's your time to audition, Jay.
That it is.
What book are you reading?
Harry Potter.
Of course.
In it for the kids. And the big kids too, like me.
Okay, very good. Jade's audiobook audition after the news at New FM. 1 minute to 7. Good morning.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo when you wake up.
Yeah. Lady Gaga, you and I live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM. It's 11 past 7, 26 degrees right across the Hunter today. Beautiful, sunny autumn day, guys.
Yay, I love a beautiful day. And I love a beautiful chance to make money. And Crevo, you've come up with this amazing idea that we should get into reading audiobooks because we talk for a living, so it makes sense that we may be good at it. We might not be, but that's why we thought we'd be each to have a day at auditioning for it and see how we all go.
Have you ever listened to an audiobook, Jade?
Yeah, I have actually.
Was it Harry Potter?
No, it was Narnia, actually. The Chronicles of Narnia.
There's a punish.
It was great. I love it.
We get it. You're all hit out in a wardrobe.
Yes. Much more to it than just that, but great books. And obviously, I'm into Harry Potter, so
Lion, witches and wardrobes don't hang out together.
So I thought I'd audition using Harry Potter, The Deathly Hallows.
Okay, so what part of the book will you be reading today?
So we're just going to start at the beginning because I think that is the most iconic. It's when, you know, we first meet a couple baddies going to Voldemort's lair.
Ooh, he who must not be named.
Yes.
All right, you ready, Jay?
Okay.
Get in the zone,
I'm in the zone.
I'll crank this music. Here we go.
J.K. Rowling, Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows, Chapter 1. The Dark Lord Ascending. The two men appear out of nowhere, a few yards apart in the narrow moonlit lane. For a second, they stood quite still. Wards directed at each other's chests. Then, recognizing each other, they stowed their wands beneath their cloaks and started walking briskly in the same direction. News? Asked the taller of the two. The best, replied Severus Snape. The lane was bordered on the left by wild, low-growing brambles, on the right by a high, neatly manicured hedge. The men's long cloaks flapped around their ankles as they marched. Is that enough?
Yeah.
Pretty good. I'm going to say tone of voice excellent and, like, intrigue.
Delivery.
Mm. Yeah.
Could work on it.
Yeah. Like, pre-read the passages and stuff. Yeah. I'm going to say, so you don't say their wards were pointed at each other instead of
wands. Did I say wards?
Yeah. Wards. Like, they've got they're each holding a hospital ward each. They have pointed at each other. But your tone is excellent. And at first I was like, why are you saying, like, you know, the title and everything? But that sounded really good.
It was legitimate.
Yeah,
you
exactly.
You have to do the title. Otherwise, it's not.
It legitimized it. I think you've got a future in it, but you would have to pre-read everything.
Oh, yes. I'll be honest, I didn't read that.
Oh, we're not about prep here, are
we? We're not.
Does Jade have a future as an audiobook reader? I'm going to go with yes.
Hey, guys, coming up next, very exciting because we have a $500 Westfield shopping spree to give away. If you have recently rated the music at newfm.com.au, you're in with a chance to walk away with this voucher. So stand by your phones. We're going to call our lucky winner live on air next at New FM. Good morning.
Jade, Maddie and Grievo, the Novos.
All Saints live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM. We have a $500 Westfield shopping spree to give away.
Right when we drop.
Yeah, that's it. If you have recently rated the music in newfm.com.au, you would have gone into the draw to win this shopping spree. Imagine what you could buy with that right now, guys. Oh. Like, let's list them. You could buy 3 pairs of Nike Air Force Ones in the colour white.
Is that your dream?
That's
with $50 left over.
Put some thought into that. You know what? I'd definitely go and buy myself some flowers.
Really?
Yeah, because I love flowers, and I think there's nothing like buying flowers when they're free, in a sense, because you've been given the money. So it's something that you wouldn't normally buy yourself.
What's the other way you normally get free flowers? The front yard of some random neighbour.
Yes, down the
someone
street.
Someone on your street.
Ethel, 3 doors down. All right, shall we meet our winner?
Yeah, let's do it. Right,
let's go to it. Today's winner is Anne-Marie.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, thank you.
Oh, yay.
Yeah, congratulations.
Oh, thank you. What a lovely way to start the day. Thank you so much.
That's all right. Now, tell us, Anne-Marie, are you loving UFM at the moment, or did you give us, like, low marks?
Oh, no, I gave heaps of high marks. Don't worry, you got good grades from me. So
oh,
well
thank
done.
You.
Oh, well, look at that. $500 shopping spree at Westfield, all yours.
Thank you. Honestly, thank you all so much. No, really, really
okay.
appreciate
that's
it.
That's okay. Have you been doing it tough lately, or...?
My husband and I are classed as essential workers, so we're still working. But
that's good.
I see the toll a lot on our children.
Of course. Hey, $500 is $500.
Yeah.
I think they're going to be very happy when they hear that this morning.
It is spoiling.
Anne-Marie, what do you think you'll buy? Are you going to go waste it or, you know, tuck it away?
No, absolutely not. Sort of things that I think I need to put smiles on my children's faces. I want them to have a little bit of normality and buy some shoes and get some new clothes and put some money back into our local economy. Yeah. And absolutely. So, yes.
Well, because they grow so fast, don't they, Anne-Marie? Like, especially shoes.
My son. Foot isn't it's just growing rapidly. So
yeah, well,
just buy
money
them two
well
sizes
spent.
Too big.
Thank you.
We're really happy to give you that. Congratulations, and hope everything's
thank
going
you.
Well. Thank you so much. Rate the music. See, it does pay to pop on.
Absolutely.
Do the survey. Tell us what you really think. Love it. Rate it. Hate it. That's the new line, isn't it?
Love it.
Love
rate
it. Hate it.
I like
rate
that.
It.
Well, Anne-Marie sounds like she has perfect children, very well behaved, but there are some...
I love how you've just made that assumption after a 30-second conversation.
They sound good, you know. Well, because most of the time you buy your kids things when they're doing good at school or they're doing the right thing, they're well behaved, they've been helping out around the house just because they can.
Mm-hmm.
You know, being asked to put those dishes in the dishwasher now. So, for some parents, you have to smack your children. Some parents do believe that smacking is the right thing to do sometimes when their children are misbehaving. And for some parents over in Jersey, this is over in the British Isles, they're not too happy because they've actually outlawed smacking kids
completely.
Over there. Completely. So if you smack your child over in the British Isles in Jersey, it's basically being treated as assault would be with adults. So that's it. So, but a lot of parents are upset with it because it's like, well, you need to be able to discipline your children.
I think it's a good thing.
Yeah, I actually do too. I think the end of smacking. But we did put this on our Facebook page and a lot of people saying they shouldn't outlaw smacking.
Well, I don't think they should be outlawing smacking. So we're going to delve into this debate a little bit more after this. But on 13 10 09, if you have an opinion, if you think children should be, as a parent, you should be allowed to smack your child if they're misbehaving, please call the show.
Yep. Okay. Doing it next in UFM. It's 7:28. Good morning.
Right across Newcastle.
Let's hear it.
This is Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
The Novo.
The Novo. Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
The Novo.
The Novo.
The Novo.
UFM. 3, 2, 1.
See, guys, Aldi lifting the restrictions on some items now, like long life milk and canned goods, which is, I guess, a plus, right?
Yeah, it's a plus in some ways.
But who needs to buy 19 packets of pasta or whatever? Not me.
Microwavable rice.
Rice, yeah, no. I'm still fuming, though, because whenever I go to, like, Woolies or Coles or that. Aldi, I can never find the disinfectant they can get for like $1.29. I think's the price at Woolworths anyway.
I wonder why, Jade.
But yeah, it's cheap.
Well, they've locked all of the cleaning goods up here at the office. They're under lock and key.
Yeah.
It's not there. But yeah, I'm still trying to find that. To toilet paper's still not really around when I go shopping either. I don't know about you guys.
I don't know. I just...
Yeah, no, it's around.
I've not had any trouble getting it the whole time.
Yeah, you've been lucky. I've had I've never run out, but I found it a challenge because whenever I've gone, it's not there.
How'd you find it a challenge if you've never run out yet? Yeah.
Well, because I had that
work
big
freebies.
Yeah,
once again. Why are you wearing that big duffel coat again?
When I went to Queensland at Christmas time, my mum and I went halves in a toilet roll. Like bulk from Costco.
How
so
romantic.
When I came back down from Queensland, I actually had some.
Did you bring that from Queensland?
Yes, I did.
What did you bring back from your Christmas holidays? A pudding?
No, bulk some toilet paper.
Leftover turkey?
But yeah, convenient.
13 10 09 though, this morning, we are asking you, should you be able to smack your children, Jade?
Yeah, well, this has all come about and striked a debate because over in the British Isles, Jersey there, they've actually outlawed the smacking of children. So the law basically grants children the same rights as adult, meaning a slap or a smack is treated as assault. And a lot of people are saying, well, no, that's not okay due to discipline. Parents should be allowed to, you know, smack their child if they are misbehaving, which I'm okay about. I know you guys think differently, but we'll have more of a chat about it after this.
All right, straight after Jonas Brothers, What a Man Gotta Do, live across Newcastle, 7:37. Good morning. 26 degrees, sunny today, live across Newcastle. It's 105.3 New FM with the Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
And if you have an opinion, 13 10 09, should you be able to smack your children as a parent if they're misbehaving?
Now, you're all for this, right? So, obviously, Jade, you grew up with smacking in your household, right?
Yeah, I did. And, I turned out fine. I didn't, you know, mix with the wrong crowd or, you know, I think I'm actually pretty good adult. I abide by the law.
It worked well for you.
It worked well for me. And, like, I'm not saying, you know, smacking isn't... There's a difference between smacking and, you know, abusing your child, obviously. Mm. But, like, I'm talking, like, a little smack that instills that slight shock factor because... You know, it stops you and the child going, oh, hold on, I shouldn't have done that. It's not like leaving them black and blue, obviously.
Mm. Yeah. See, I had smacking in my household growing up.
Mm.
And I actually don't think that it was healthy. Because, you know what, you actually live in fear a lot of the time, especially when you're a young child, under 10. You know, when you have an adult, you know, threatening to physically hurt you, I think it actually sets you up for your adult life in a bad way, because, I mean, you know, are you constant, you just would be constantly in fear. I feel like it's not healthy.
There should be a mix, though, of, yeah, like, it's only when you're doing the wrong thing. There's a difference between walking around a house going, if you don't put your toys back in your room, you're going to get a smack, like... There's a difference between, you know, instilling fear constantly because your children aren't doing, you know, helping out.
My dad used to pull out the wooden spoon on me.
Yeah, so did my mum.
I used to get a flogging with the wooden spoon if I did the wrong thing. And for me, I thought that, you know, as an adult now looking back, you know, it wasn't a little tap on the bum. Like, you know, I was left with welts.
I was swinging it.
Some days, you know, on my legs or on my backside. And it's not... It's not good. I wouldn't want, if I was to ever become a father, I don't think I could put my child through that. And I think, you know, as an adult, why would you want to scare your child to that degree?
My thoughts on it is that the problem I have with it is that it sets that behavior of, you know, slapping or smacking or whatever as an acceptable thing.
Yeah.
And like, I wouldn't want, if I have a child, that child to think it's okay to physically touch another person against, you know, against what their will in any way.
Yeah, but that's what you're meant to teach them, that though. You know, like, there's a difference between your child going to school and then punching a kid in the yard because they're getting, you know, teased or bullied or because they took their toy and they're not sharing. There's a difference between that and doing the wrong thing.
Yeah, I don't know. I struggle to see the difference. I think you've got to discipline them another way. I just don't think it's...
So you weren't smacked as a child, Chris?
No, I wasn't. No.
What about you, Jackson? Were you smacked as a child?
I was once. I can remember one instance. My mum smacked me, but she hurt her hand and she cried.
Oh.
Because you're made of steel.
Yeah. No, but and do you know what? I think you're right. It sets a bad example for your child. I mean, my dad was abusive growing up. So I think, you know, the smacking on top of that, it really said more about him as a person, you know, than the rest of us. And I think, you know, I look at my brother, right? My brother is, you know, a few years younger than me, and he lived in the same household, and he was smacked, and he is a little bit, you know, that way inclined.
But unfortunately, if your father was abusive, I didn't have abusive parents. So there's a difference between being brought up in two totally different environments there. So you can't say smacking's completely wrong because... unfortunately, you grew up in an unpleasant family environment. So, like, as long, you know, I grew up in a very loving and affectionate household, which I think is important if you are going to smack your child, because you need to be able to mix the two together.
Yeah, that's fair enough.
For a healthy growth.
We're going to take your calls straight after this. The phones are lighting up here at New FM 744.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo when you wake up.
Jessie's Girl, live across Newcastle on 105.3 New FM, 13.10.09 this morning. We're asking you, should you be able to smack your children? Let's go to the phones.
Good morning, Chris.
Morning.
What are your thoughts on this?
I've got five kids. I've probably smacked each of them once or twice in their life.
Yep.
My philosophy is you never punish a child in anger.
Yes, no, that's fair.
That's very
smart.
You do
it in love.
Yeah. So when you say you've smacked them once or twice, Chris, I mean, what are you just smacking them with the hands? Is it just one smack? Like, what's the level of...
Oh, it's like a tap on the bum when they're, you know, like 2 years old type thing. They're doing something. They know they look at you with that look of, oh, I'm doing something I shouldn't. And you go flick on the bum and they go, oh, okay, I shouldn't do that. And they learn.
How old are your kids now, Chris?
Eldest is 11.
Yeah.
Next one's 9, then 7, 4, and 18 months.
Yeah, Chris, see, I think it instills a certain level of respect and authority, and it definitely, I think, kids like me and that were smacked when they were younger, completely different to how, like, kids today are being raised and brought up. And to be honest, I hear nightmare stories about teachers at school having to deal with children that just have no respect for authority. And I think it does stem from loosey-goosey sort of parenting.
Well, thank you for your call,
fair
Chris.
Enough. Jules, how are you?
I'm good, thanks.
That's the way. So tell us, do you think smacking should be banned?
No, not at all. I'm the same, in the same boat as Chris, as a mother of five and a foster child as well. The difference in the my children and a foster child, like, is massive. My children have been brought up with, you know, like Chris said, a smack on the bum, a smack on the hand when it's not right. And my children have such respect and such manners and morals. And I think as a parent, we need to instill that in our children. You know, my parents smacked me when I was a child, and I never, ever got hit when I didn't deserve it. Mm. But when I say hit, you know, like Chris said, a smack on the bum, a smack on the cross of the hand, it's not, you know, corporal punishment or abuse or anything like that.
Yeah.
And, you know, it was warranted. And I grew up having respect for my elders, you know, and nowadays the parents who reward their children for good behavior, it's teaching them that it's not, you know, you do stuff in the world and you get rewarded for it. That's not the way it works.
Yeah.
You know, you're a decent human because of the way that you were brought up, and you have respect for people because you were, you know, told that that was the way it was done. You know, it's not this, oh, you get a sticker for being good. You know, that doesn't work in the real world. That's not the way things are.
Yeah, well, yep, thank you for your thoughts, Jules. I mean, you know, I guess we're on the side of unpopular.
The losing side here. That's all right, though.
Kimberly, good morning. What are your thoughts on this? Should you be smacking your children?
Oh, if they deserve it, yes.
How many kids do you have?
Well, I've got basically two stepkids.
Two stepkids. Now,
so I haven't hit them.
Yeah.
They do get warned, and if they keep pushing it, their father finds out, and then they'll get punished off their father.
Yeah.
Right. Now, when you say punished, are you like I said before, are you just tapping them on the bum, or like what's the severity of how far are you going?
Yeah, it's more just like cut it out. You're not listening. You're not doing what you're told. Mm. You keep doing the same thing, like. And it's more just, like, you know, every parent does a countdown of 3, 2, 1, and they start, like, oh, no, 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 like, but usually they don't know what's going to happen because they're like, oh, no, like, I'm counting down or dad's counting down, like, what's going to happen? And then if they keep going, they do find out and get that tap on the bum or, like, the little smack on the hand, and then they're like, oh no, like,
yeah. And Kimberly, I learned very early on, you know, once I did the wrong thing, I got spanked. I didn't do it again.
Yeah, true. Well, okay. Thank you for your call, Kimberly. Thank you for everyone that called this morning. Coming up next, though, we are very excited here at the show because we are giving away a wedding. Now, this wedding is like none other, guys. It's a drive-through wedding. This is great. New FM Facebook page. If you want to get married on the date, check it out. We're going to reveal more details next, but there's a limited time to enter this, so we're going to chat more about that after the news next at New FM.
The Novos.
Hold me, wait. Live across Newcastle, this is 105.3 New FM. We are giving away a wedding.
I'm in no ring, but ain't gonna be no misses.
And I have so much going on with this wedding. And
I love the way that you walk into a room.
You ready?
You kidding?
I was born ready.
Yep, it is a drive-through wedding, the Novos drive-through wedding. In fact, you can apply now at the New FM Facebook page. Send us a little DM. The catch is you must be available to be married on the 29th of May. So if you and your partner are thinking, you know what, let's just rip the band-aid off, get it done, this is exactly what you need. So the name suggests it is a drive-through wedding. You don't leave your car. The celebrant will marry you outside your car. We're going to find a really cool spot, iconic spot here in Newcastle.
And something with a bit of a view, maybe.
Yeah, and make this as amazing as possible. Dress included.
Flowers,
yeah. And of course, like, the idea is that it is going to be very memorable because not many people would have had done something like this.
No, I've never actually heard of this happening ever.
Well, this is going to be our next big live streamed event as well. Mm. So obviously your friends and family won't be able to attend.
But they can watch.
They can all watch it live on the New FM Facebook
page. I think it's great because, you know, if you're pregnant and, you know, you're thinking, oh,
shotgun wedding.
We were planning to get married in, you know, January next year, but the baby's going to arrive then. Why not just get married now through a drive-through?
It is so good. It's so good. I'm so excited for this. It's unlike anything we've ever done before.
Now, it is time, of course, to announce the next big twist in this.
Ooh. I love a twist.
All right. So what's going to happen is We're going to select three finalist couples, and all of them will, you know, be selected. They'll submit their paperwork. They'll go for the dress fitting. On the day, though, only one of those couples will actually get married.
So you won't know if you're getting married until the day of the 29th of May.
So this is super exciting because, like, there'll be all the anticipation and then it's a competition. So maybe you get married, maybe not that day.
Best thing to do in isolation.
Yeah, 100%. So, guys, you've actually only have a couple of more days to enter this. So you need to hit us up ASAP. Like I said, New FM Facebook page, send us a DM. Tell us a little bit about you and yourself and your partner. And we'll select the three finalists and you're getting married.
Or maybe you're not.
Yeah.
You don't know. That's it. That's the exciting thing.
All right, guys. Jay, we're going to do another reviews section next on the show, and it's Bunnings this time.
Yeah, Google reviews on Bunnings.
Oh, love it, love it. Okay, doing it after this. New FM is 8:14.
Jay, Maddie and Crevo when you wake up.
Google Dolls slide, 26 degrees at the top today across most of the Hunter. This is 105.3 New FM. It's time for Jade's Google Reviews Bunnings this time.
Today I'm going to be reviewing this.
So if you're like up here and Kimchi's here, then am I here?
I've just been to KFC. This is another food review.
I headed to one of the worst reviewed arcades in my city. This place literally has a one star rating.
And that's right, we are today reviewing Bunnings. And it pains me that there have been a little bit of bad reviews towards Bunnings because I love going there personally, have a great time. But this is what people have actually reviewed on Google Reviews. These aren't our opinions,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, all real reviews.
So let's go to Bunnings Chatswood, all right? This one this one was fantastic, right? So I've looked up the lowest rating. Surprisingly, this guy, Chris Howley, gave 2 stars 7 months ago. Okay, while I was shopping at Bunnings, whilst working over the road, I stopped by the cafe to buy 2 coffees. I got a flat white and a cappuccino and was shocked at the poor quality and effort of these coffees and how they can charge barista coffee prices. He's then gone on to say, the first image is supposedly a flat white and the second a cappuccino. Neither had any signs of foam. They still added the chocolate to the cap, but because there was no foam, it just sank and became a weak mocha.
You know what? Fair point on that one. I think Bunnings, right? Because they share staff members around the different departments.
Mm. Oh, so, do they?
Well,
oh,
of course. You know, one day
you're working plumbing.
The next you're mixing people's paint colours. The next you're making coffees. I think they should just invest in like a 7-Eleven style machine. So the machine does it.
Absolutely.
You charge a little bit less, still a bit more than 7-Eleven. You get a quality coffee then.
Well, this is still on Bunnings Chatswood, right? They're not getting the food right there because someone else, Callan Smith, gave 1 star. Paid $2.50 for half a sausage sandwich because the weirdos only give half a sausage. The staff members have accents that I couldn't understand. A simple question of mine, that's what he's written, and he's written, another staff member saw me wait for 5 minutes to ask a question and he just walked away.
Jeez. Racist and unreasonable.
Yes, very, very much so. We head over to Bunnings Penrith, where there's also a 2-star review by Review Review. That's what they've called themselves.
Sounds like a real name.
So they've written, their motto should be, lowest IQs are just the beginning.
Jeez.
You know, there are good people that work at Bunnings as well.
Look, most of the reviews of these things that we do are good, but the funniest ones are always the lowest star ones. That's what I always find.
What's happening at Bunnings Penrith?
Do you want another one?
Yeah, give us another
treat. We'll have to jump to Bunnings Tuggera.
All right.
2X rated that review or something. Jeez.
This is a 1-star by Debbie Thompson.
Hello, Debbie.
Absolutely terrible. No aircon. Only fans at front of shop. Therefore, it was so hot walking down the aisles, it was that unbearable, you were sweating and could think, you couldn't think or focus on what you came to purchase. With all the money they make from their customers, you would think they would install solar panels on the roof to run some sort of cooling system in order to make its loyal customers more comfortable.
You know what? I think Debbie's being a little unreasonable here.
Oh, totally.
I mean, Debbie, would you open up your entire house and put your aircon on 17 degrees? Absolutely not.
The key or the clue is in the name. It's a warehouse.
Maddie, one of your favourite sort of insults that you say, oh, they're a dog. I think this person could be a distant relative because Anthony Wardle has given Bunnings West Gosford a review. 3 stars. He's written, too many dogs in the shop. Otherwise, it's a good Bunnings.
Oh, another fun time. Hey, coming up next, Crevo, we've got the song challenge earlier on this week.
Yeah, that's right. Mixing
the boss
it
is
up
coming
a bit.
In. The boss is coming in.
Yeah, the boss is on his way, you know, and we're getting some executives involved in the show because that's the way that we roll. So the song challenge up next. It's the Novos versus the big executive, JT.
The boss lost last week.
He did.
You beat him, Jade?
Yeah.
What song did you beat him with?
Avril Lavigne's Skater Boy.
Yeah. All right. Well, we're going to see who wins this week after the news. 8:26. Good morning.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo. Right across Newcastle. Let's hear it. This is Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
The Novos.
The Novos. Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
The Novos.
The Novos.
The Novos.
You ever have 3, 2, 1.
Maddie and Crevo, you need to make me proud now because I'm going to be stepping out of the studio for the song challenge because you both are going to be taking on our boss, JT, who's going to be coming in taking you boys on.
So
here we go.
The series is ending after today. The boss versus us has got to stop. Got to stop.
Yeah.
We did win last week, so, you know,
we've got
the momentum. JT's in the studio at the moment. You feeling confident today, JT?
Pretty much.
He's pretty
confident.
Onto a winner.
He says. Nice. Got a classic rock song for us, so yeah.
Well, it's a 3-way tussle next between JT, Crevo and myself. Going to do it straight after Dua Lipa. Don't start now. It's 8:35. It's up to 26 degrees on the coast today. This is 105.3 New FM with the Novos. Jade, Maddie and Crevo. JT is in the studio.
Hey, JT, welcome.
Good morning.
How are you today?
Fantastic.
You're
How
are you guys going?
Yeah, we're going well. Ready to absolutely smash it for the final boss versus the Novos.
I love the confidence. If it was anything less, I'd be very disappointed.
No. Well, look, I guess you come to the table with the classic rock songs, so you have a very clear idea of what you're trying to achieve
Peter
here.
Queen.
Time to mix it up.
Are you going to go for some what? Anthony Kalia? Is that what's on the table today?
As much as I'd love to throw some Anthony in, I know you'd love that too, Maddie. I have swayed away from that. But you're welcome to choose him if you want.
No, we don't need you voting.
Not a chance.
It's terrible. All right, well, shall we kick it off today? Seeing that we won last week, Jay did, in fact, I'm happy to go first if you put down.
All right.
Absolute classic. And, I mean, I think this is pretty unbeatable, right? Veronica's Untouched.
Such a classic.
Mm.
Such a classic.
Not too bad.
Are you into this, JT?
I was back in the day.
This song has actually become a cult classic, playing at a lot of festivals.
Classic?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm going to say classic. Putting it out there. Yep.
It's questionable.
All right, 13:10:09 if you'd like to vote for the Veronica's Untouched. That's my song. Crevo?
Crevo.
I'm going to go. Now, this is a collaboration between.
Not a classic?
It's about 2-3 years old. And was a massive hit at the time. It's Justin Bieber, DJ Khaled, Chance the Rapper, and Quavo. The song is No Brainer. This is a banger.
I can't say I know this one.
Do you know this one?
I can't say I do, no.
Massive great song, video clip. Have a look. Do yourself a favour and check out the video clip.
Yeah. I worked in the music department for 5 years. I can't say I've come across it. What's going on? Have I missed out?
Yeah.
Missed out here?
Yeah. It's a Justin Bieber song.
Oh, pretty big.
Pretty mainstream.
Good job, guys.
Oh,
good job.
There you go.
Good job.
He just wants to
really
get
like
his
it.
Song on board.
Let's hear what
it is. No, both Where good choices. Both horses, good choices. So, of course, I have gone rock. Here we go. I have gone rock. One of the biggest rock groups in the 90s. Yeah. And this is a song I don't think I've ever heard played here on New FM.
Oh,
it is very heavy.
You're taking some of our tactics.
Hey, look.
Heavy.
Very heavy. Going back to the year of 1991, this song was huge, Jack. Metallica, boys. What Trey doesn't like a good Metallica song, eh? You tell me.
You know what? I love how you just say only tradies are liking this, so you're limiting your
audience.
There's
some good rock chicks out there too. So, huge song. And, I'd love to hear a bit of thrash on
you. See, I'm surprised by that. I wouldn't see you as turning up, you know, a bit of Metallica in the Falcon on the way home. Like, I wouldn't normally
see you. I can't
say
I do it every day, no.
Jackson, Jade's, like, excited by that choice, isn't she, in there?
Yeah. I love that song.
A little bit.
It doesn't beat the Steel Panther, but, you know.
All right, 13:10:09, The Boss versus The Novos, the full song.
Come on, guys,
soon
bring it
here
home.
At New FM. Brand new music from Alicia Keys. That is called Underdog. This is 105.3 New FM with The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo. Tops of 26 at Maitland today. It's the song challenge, The Boss versus The Novos, Crevo.
That's right. So this has been going on for a couple of weeks now. Of course, you know, the executive team decided that we weren't good enough at picking the music and just said, look, we're going to have a challenge. So, final week of this to see where we sit with this.
What are your thoughts overall, JT,
about this experiment?
I think it has improved. I've got to say, it has improved. I've known a few more of your songs the last few weeks. That's been good.
Yeah, so,
and
so
I think everyone has. We now know, there's no more MK... 17, and it was.
Hey, you remembered it, and now you know.
I do remember it.
Oh, that's quite a good song.
It's on my Spotify playlist yet, but I do remember it. Yes, it's very memorable.
All right, Jackson, give us the news.
All right, so I recorded some of the calls just to give you a vibe of where the votes are going. Here we go.
I vote for
Crevo.
I vote for Maddie.
Hey, it's Jared.
Who are you voting for?
Veronica's
untouched the floor. Oh,
hey, can I just vote for JT? I vote for Maddie. Awesome song, Maddie. Well done. I vote for Maddie.
Definitely Metallica.
So the Veronicas swept the floor.
Oh, yeah. Are you serious?
Yes. Wow.
Yes. Well, there we go, guys.
It is Australia's unofficial national anthem. So, like...
Is it really, Jack?
Yeah, it's got that going for it.
Yeah.
Cult classic, actually,
it's
now you mention
cool
it.
It's got some cool vibes of Veronica's Untouched. They're playing at all the festivals, actually. They go off.
They do well. I do wish we were playing Justin Bieber, but, you know...
Well, there you go. Experiment over. I think we can call it a draw, Jack.
Well, it was a draw, wasn't it? 2-on-2. There you go.
So, we're both right.
Well...
Isn't that nice?
We'll get trophies. How does that sound?
Yeah.
Hey, I'm just happy none of us need to go out in our undies on the side of the road.
Nah, well, we still wanted to see that, didn't we? But that
Well, we're
quite
on holidays next week, so we can't break this tie, unfortunately.
Did you get your tidy-whities ready, Maddie? Or you were so confident, it's like, nah, not necessary.
Not necessary.
or did you secretly have your best boxers on, just in case?
I don't own a pair of tidy-whities, actually. Anyway... Wrapping up the show for your Thursday, very good. We've won the song challenge. The Veronica's Untouched closing the show. After, though, 105 commercial free. Jackson, what's on the way?
Yo, got a bit of this. I like James Blunt.
This is a good one.
Yeah, did you see his tweet about it, all the isolation shows? He's like, I know everyone's doing that, but I'm going to do you guys a favour, and I'm not.
I like that.
He's so savage on his socials, isn't he?
He's humble, though. Like, he's cool. A bit of this, Lonely Boy.
Nice one.
A rockhead, and for JD, Taylor Swift, The Man.
Say.
I hear the passion. God help us. All right, it's Newcastle's only block of ad-free music right now. This classic, The Veronica's Untouched, closing the show. The winner of the Novo Song Challenge. Good morning, Newcastle.